Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you hear the big news?
What news?
Ghost Town is having its very first live show.
Oh my God.
April 25th, 10 p.m., Dynasty Typewriter. Me, you, Hollywood Forever.
And all of our friends.
Yeah. And well, we're going to talk about Paramount too, right?
That's right.
A double shot.
Paramount, Hollywood Forever. If you're a VIP member, we're going to do a special, and you all are VIP members.
Right.
But if you're a special, special VIP member, we're going to do a tour of Paramount and Hollywood Forever the Saturday afterwards.
That's
going to
be, it's a double shot. It's like a double,
double trouble.
Get you
amped.
It's double trouble. I wish it was sponsored by something that would get you amped, but it's not. It's just us. But go to dynastytypewriter.com and be on the ground floor of like the first of billions of Ghost Town live shows.
You love trouble. A haunted castle up in flames. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
You know me. I love a good amusement park.
Yes, you do.
Story. I don't want to say disaster because I don't necessarily
insensitive.
Yeah, but I do love the kind of darker side of amusement parks.
Yeah.
And then I also love my home state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you know I got to go back there.
Oh,
I got to
yeah.
take a trip every couple episodes. I find a way to take
go
a trip back,
back
there.
Go back home, baby.
And this is no exception.
All right. I can't wait. I learned so much about New Jersey through this.
Yeah.
So please.
I'm just kind of like a, I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, Bruce Springsteen like sings his song. These are like my songs to New Jersey. Both pretty downtrodden.
Yeah.
But Bruce Springsteen is way cooler and makes a lot of money and it would be famous forever for. But this, I'm just a blip
on a tiny blip on a tiny radar.
In a big old world, baby.
Oh, wow. We were starting this off very poetically.
Yeah, look at me.
Aren't we?
I'm growing up.
Oh,
I'm not even 50. Isn't that crazy? I'm not even
50. Wait, you're not 50 yet?
I'm not 50 yet. I know people are listening. It's like, is this dude 50 already? Not 50 yet.
This
yeah.
is fucker.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Great Adventure, Six Flags, the Haunted Castle. It's not a ride, but it is a... It's an attraction, right? That's the word we're going to use.
Yeah.
And on a fateful day in 1984, it caught fire.
Wow.
And not everyone made it. So,
whoa.
It's pretty infamous. And also just to kind of give a little reference, we talked about Action Park.
We have.
And I believe reference in Action Park is when people couldn't afford Great Adventure, which is elevated because the Six Flags company, you know, we know
it was always because we have a Six Flags by where I grew up too.
Yeah.
It was always a big deal.
It's a
big treat. It's a big expenditure for parents who may not have the money.
Yeah,
upscale.
So Action Park would have been its kind of like dirty little secret of a place.
That's right, second family.
But what happened at Action? What happened at Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey, is probably towers over what anything that has happened really at Action Park on this one day. It's, if you look at any like amusement park disasters, this will probably be on most top 10 lists.
Wow.
And I believe it was my, because this isn't something where I was like, oh, I can't wait to talk about this. Somebody brought this up to me. I believe it was my mother, because we used to go to Great Adventure all the time.
Yeah.
And we might probably went around
this
that
time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's right in, and not that we went every year, but we went enough because we were, you know, living in New Jersey, or we were living like, you know, in a little north of the city, you know, relatively in proximity to Great Adventure. So,
yeah. So you were like an upscale.
Not, you know, it wasn't, it was like hit or miss. Sometimes was, and then sometimes it was like two. I think just economy wise, like it was a lot of good years, bad years.
Gotcha.
So it really depended on the years. We had a lot of, I had a big family. So, you know, it was tough. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Child of divorce. Did I mention that yet?
I think you may have.
Yeah, I try to mention that one. Every three episodes, I try to mention that.
If this episode were a drink, if our podcast were a drinking game, it would be Child of Divorce. It'd be, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Something, every swear word I say could be a part of it.
I mean, I think anytime we mention patreon.com/ghosttownpod,
you would get drunk.
You'd get very drunk. You'd also get two bonus episodes a month. And for the $25 episode, you would get mentioned on the show. And if you had like a little website you want to mention,
yeah,
great. Listen, cost effective promotion. Think about it. patreon.com/ghosttownpod. We also got some more feedback.
Oh my goodness.
I know you have feedback, but we got some feedback.
Yeah.
We're our own worst critics.
We really are. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
So this is on our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod. Velveteen Merkin.
Velveteen Merkin. Mm-hmm. That sounds comf.
Yeah. I really want to love you guys, but holy FK. I'm not censoring it. Holy FK, you talk so damn fast. It's actually exhausting listening to the podcast. I talk fast, but damn, guys, get off the Adderall.
Whoa.
AKA the Addies.
The Addies.
Yeah. Well, he didn't put that. I added Addies.
Got it.
I responded. Do you want to hear
that? I would love to hear your response.
Well, it's our response.
But oh, yeah,
sometimes
that's
I kind of take over. I kind of forget, because sometimes I'm like, it's me, but it's really us. But, yeah, you know, I should kind of put my initials at the end of it. But
No. I mean, I do the same thing when I've responded in the past. It's like, it's both of us, but like clearly it's one of us.
Yeah. I responded to Velveteen Merkin. We don't take Adderall. Also, do you have any? I don't know. Is he holding? I don't know. Is that the term?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not at. We're not.
Do you have Adderall in your
person? Of course, we're joking. We wouldn't. You know, we don't.
We don't do drugs.
Yeah, we don't do drugs
or alcohol.
No.
I am not hungover.
Not at all.
From last night.
Yeah, at all.
Mm-mm.
And he, Velveteen, I don't he or she, interesting, since Rebecca stated in episode 1 or 2
and I
sold out Adderall to her ex.
I am so flattered right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Also, that might be, if you listen to earlier episodes, I think they've evolved so much. We've kind of come into our own.
Yeah.
I believe they're the more recent episodes, which is, I'd say most of them, you know, I think the pace, sometimes, you know, we get a little excited, the pacing changes, but I think we've kind of, you know, got grown comfortable in our own skin.
I am so flattered that they made a reference to an older episode. Yeah. And actually, I'll talk about this right now. I have a prescription for Adderall. I can't use it. I don't have ADHD, and it makes me really uncomfortable, honestly. Yeah. So I guess if anyone wants to buy some Adderall, hit up Ghost Town Pod.
No, I don't think you could sell. I don't think you could sell. What is that class?
Is. I can't. But I think we talk fast because we are neurotic Jews.
Sure, mostly. I've had to like when I'm around my family, it's like lightning fast, and I've worked to kind of work on, you know, how my accent a little bit. Like I've kind of tried to pronounce like drawer. I say draw.
Yeah,
it's dry, like the socks from the drawer, like that's it. Coffee, like I try to work on my like diction and enunciation.
That's
stuff
good.
Like that.
Yeah.
Besides, there's a brief mention of you two taking some after the show. Might have been a joke, but the shoe seemed to fit.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Called
Super
out.
Super sleuth Velveteen.
And I just responded because I was like, "Listen, fair is fair." And I said, "Oh yeah, we don't take any before the show."
Yeah,
which we don't.
I mean, if I took, I'm already bad at this.
Yeah.
If I took Adderall or any drug before we recorded, it would be indecipherable and insufferable.
That doesn't mean it's make it bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already struggling here to just put my words together, as you listeners probably know.
Well, do you want me to like flip it on a? Well, I didn't say that was negative. I was just, and we appreciate the feedback. Please,
absolutely, yeah.
Email us ghosttownpod@gmail.com. Ghosttownpod everywhere else.
Do you guys think that we talk too fast?
Yeah,
I would love to know.
Yeah. So we live fast.
We do, and we die young.
Yeah.
We've died a couple times over.
Yeah. And leave a corpse. Yeah.
Exactly.
A corpse. One corpse.
One. Just one, collectively.
Scandinavia Vien Cannoli. All right.
Scandinavia Vien. That's a merging of cultures. I'm already intrigued.
I like it. I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Two great tastes that go great together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I found your podcast.
Yay.
My husband and I got married at the Lizzie Borden B&B because we love history and we get intense about unsolved cases. Lol, keep up the podcast. It's awesome. We did an episode on the Lizzie Borden house.
We did. And I wish, I don't know if you responded yet, but we should ask them if they have any stories or what their experience was there. That'd be cool.
I responded, half of marriages end in divorce.
Oh, good. Good. Keep them. we do not want followers. We do not want listeners. Yeah. Anyone who even, the time it takes to reach out, I maybe reached out to podcasts twice in my life, and I am an avid listener and maker of them. So just reaching out and saying how you feel about it is really flattering.
It's really cool. Yeah. We've got, and we'll keep reading them on here. You know, you keep sending and we'll keep reading. Good
Please.
Or bad. Good or bad.
Please.
You know, bad or bad.
You want your 15 seconds of fame?
Yeah. We want ours. We have ours.
Let's help each other.
We're still waiting. I mean, this is further from 15 Seconds of Fame, but I'm doing a stand-up show in New Orleans where I'm going to be doing a lot of research. Spooky. Yeah.
I am so jealous.
Excited about that. I'm going for a wedding, but my wife, Michelle, she demanded that I do a stand-up show. She's like, do not even think about leaving New Orleans to do a stand-up show. I don't care about this dumb wedding that I'm a bridesmaid in.
Yeah.
You have to do this stand-up
Cut
show.
Out
you
early
have to
for
do
stand-up.
The same 8 jokes for these people. But it is at the Comic Strip at Siberia. If I mean, it's a club or a bar.
That's
and
a
that
fun
is
name.
On, yeah, April 15th at 9 p.m. So I don't know if you're in New Orleans, say hi to me. I guess.
I would love that.
You might see me walking the streets or something like that.
Just roving the streets.
Yeah.
Looking for a Tylenol or a glass of water.
Yeah. Have you been to New Orleans?
No, I've never been. I would love to go. But I will also be traveling. I don't have any shows yet because I don't have an encouraging partner who cares so
demands.
Much. Demands. Got it. Yep. That I do them. But I will be in Austin next month. It's after our live show, so I haven't thought about it too much. And I hope to do the same. So we are expanding. Yeah. We're coming
What's
to
What's your
a
business
city.
There? Or can you talk about your business there?
Oh, my job?
It's for work? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
It's for the show. I'll be there, and I'll be in Vegas, too. Which will be very fun, but I can't say too much more about it, I don't think.
That haunted buffet at the Aria.
Crab legs. Yeah. Haunting my body.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hauntings.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to speak more on that.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get right back to that. This is very exciting for me because as I get deeper into the research, it gets very, very exciting. But you know what? Let's take a quick little break. So we're going to talk about the Haunted Castle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is, and it's at Six Flags Great Adventure, Jackson, New Jersey. We got that. Here's a little thing what happened. On May 11th, 1984, a few days after my birthday, you know, happy
death day.
Yeah. Happy a little over 11th birthday. Yeah. Now, you know,
wow. Whoa.
I know. Doesn't it hurt? Doesn't it? But I'm so gorgeous. It's weird for people.
Yeah.
Like, how are you? So like my age range for acting is like 6 to like 26.
The youngest kid in a sitcom.
Yeah.
6 to 20. Then 26. It's like, whoa, you can rent a car, but you're done.
Give me a shot. Wow. Just give me a shot.
You have a young childlike glow.
So there's a couple of, so I was going kind of through the research and I was looking through like archived articles and then I looked at some feedback people because, you know, this is relatively recently enough where people are like, oh, I remember this or my relative went there or I went there as a kid as I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't there on that day.
No.
But I probably was on there before or after. So it feels like it's something you can get some information on, although it seems like a lot of information seems to differ a little bit. So I kind of just did my best and kind of surmising what happened. But a fire swept through the building. The outside air conditioners were kind of like fanning it.
Do we know the origin of the fire?
We have our working theories.
Oh, we'll get to them, I guess. Wait, I've never been... Can you talk about the castle? Like, what does it look like?
So it's like a castle, and then the like vibe is haunted. Is that enough for you?
It has to be.
I got that. I have all that coming for you.
Why am I chomping at the bit here?
Yeah, you love this stuff there, right?
I do. And also, this also feels like kind of like Satanism, this like cross-section of things we both like.
Yeah. You know, this definitely hits. I think a lot of people are interested in amusement parks in general. And I think I like this aspect of them. And then the fact that like when I think about the 1980s, it's like kind of like fire codes and inspections, how much better is safety now compared to back then? And it was like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Back then it's like, I don't know. This seems like it's made of metal.
Yeah, we're not looking to make money quicker.
I put a lock on this thing.
Yeah. It's like I put this duct tape all over the damn thing.
Get off my back. Glass. That's fine. Yeah. Jesus.
And, you know, the outside air conditioners fanned it and it filled up with smoke. There were about 20. That's what I'm saying. There's differences in like the numbers and stuff. But about 29 people were in the haunted house at the time of the incident. 14 escaped unharmed. Mm-hmm. 7 were treated for smoke inhalation, and 8 teenagers who entered together became trapped and died of asphyxiation.
Oh my God.
So we'll get to how they identified the bodies a little bit.
Oh my God. So this is like, and I'm picturing the Disney castle in my head, like where you, like, I can't imagine.
Cheaper.
cheaper. Made of particle board.
I'll describe how this is like its second version of this because they didn't know if it was going to be successful. It was initially 4 aluminum semi-trailers just stacked together.
Jesus Christ.
You know, because it's a thing where
it's
a different time. And it's also, I think, which we find out is that like, do we need a haunted thing all year? Or is that just around the fall or Halloween? You know, whereas at Disneyland, which I've only been to once, as I may have mentioned, and I did it VIP style, so I went to the front of every line. So I've never experienced Disneyland the way like
plebs
like a less than has.
Yeah, yeah, garbage.
And I probably never will. But what is that? There's that haunted. What is the thing that drops?
Haunted Castle.
Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror.
Yeah,
that's up year round.
Yeah,
even though it's like horror Halloween theme is probably more popular, but it's there year round.
But Haunted Mansion is also have. I think that is an important distinction in an amusement park's life where they're like, do we need the haunted thing? Do we need it all the time?
Yeah.
A little Tower of Terror thing. It's patterned after the Hollywood Tower, which is in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That almost exactly to scale details, et cetera.
Yeah. So they know.
They know their shit.
They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's 4 semi-trailers put together.
Cool.
Like a wooden, like a 2-story house-ish with green shingles, shutters. An iron fence in the front, very kind of like if you were watching maybe, I feel like if you're watching like a sitcom and they just kind of had a facade of like a haunted house.
Okay.
I feel like it kind of has that vibe. There's guide rails. Before, there was the Alpine Blitz was the thing that was there before.
They're just like, we'll just paint it green, I guess.
Yeah, they just kind of, put that, keep some of the structure because it's cheap. And to create the mood, there was creepy music playing over speakers. Yeah, and so like, it's very,
these snowmen into goblins.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, they're frowning now. there was a gatekeeper out front. 3 or 4 monsters were kind of like,
chilling.
This is scary.
Yeah.
So it went really well. And they were like, oh, well, you know what? Let's up. We want to fit more people in.
Yeah.
We want it to be bigger, better.
Stack more.
So that was in 1978. In 1979, they just doubled the size, essentially. It's like more semi-trailers.
This is a good thing. Just more good thing.
Yeah. You know the movie Grease, right?
Do I know the movie Grease?
I mean, at the end where they're at the fair?
Yeah.
I feel like the rides are like, this is like kind of like those rides.
Like, it's scary in the bad ways.
Yeah. Was filmed pretty close to where we are right now. John, was it John?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it was is it John Marshall? No, wait. What's the one in Los Feliz at the Tracy Street?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think in that lot there, I think, is where, because the school, they filmed in Venice. I'm really into movie locations, but like that's my, like, how I got, like, really got into all this. But I think it's at the, I want to say, it's not, I don't know if it's John Marshall or not, but it's the one that's up there.
I think you're in that thing. I was just talking about Greece with my brother who was in town.
Which I filmed a, there's another little sidetrack, sorry, but I filmed a music video with Trisha Paytas there.
Her, Trisha Paytas.
This is a little throwback to the same time. So she did a remake of Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
Of course
and
she did.
I'm the hot teacher.
And she had, she just admitted this, Trisha Paytas fans, that she had a crush on you.
Yes. There's a, we have a long, interesting history.
Fabled
history. Still a huge fan. We don't speak as much. She did mention me in one of her videos. And Trisha, hi. I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Still chugging along.
Yeah, just
like, where did he go? Is he dead? I had a crush on him.
Yeah. even if he's dead, I still have a crush on him. I mean, he's just dead.
Dead crush.
Yeah, that was hot, the best kind. Crush. I mean, it's the best kind. So they pretty much, they doubled the size in like 1979. So 17 aluminum trailers now.
Whoa.
Like four is not enough. Let's get 17.
I like 4 to 17. Yeah, what an arbitrary, I don't know. How much will kill a bunch of people? 17? Check.
So yeah, there's essentially 8 to the side, kind of mirroring one another. A common room in the center, plywood partitions that had to make like a complex maze. And sometimes like the complex
a death
maze.
Trap.
Essentially, yes. Mazes are essentially like, have you seen The Shining?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like he was like, oh, hey, I've made it.
Yeah, exactly. You're not like, oh, a maze. I feel not anxious.
Not
and
at all.
Ease with my life. Don't go in mazes, everybody.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Mazes are trouble.
Yeah, a lot of plywood, the foam rubber on the walls.
This is like a junk drawer. Death trap.
Yeah.
What is it? Next is like, and we have to like.
It's like shrink tap. Your body and go into a junk drawer. Exactly. That's like pretty much what happens. A lot of plastics. I'm sure probably asbestos. I don't know. You know, this is
asbestos. Right. Yeah. Just
plywood
nails.
And tar paper.
Exactly. There's like some blood. It's like blood biohazard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wax mannequins. Come on.
Now they didn't spring for a better mannequin. Just a wax.
Yeah.
Who makes wax mannequins?
The attached to the exterior were painted turrets and towers of plywood on wooden frames to give it like a medieval vibe.
Yeah, this sounds so broke ass.
Well, hey, listen, the management at Great Adventure were like, awesome. This is great. so they were like, it's running. It's good. It's successful.
Money, 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 money.
Let's not pay attention to what's going on. Let's not see if it's like, hey, we've grown too fast. Let's see if it's like sustainable in a kind of functional sense. I mean, we know it's sustainable in like we're getting money's sense.
Yeah.
So during peak times, like thousands of people would come, they became like a hub of the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people that, because especially like teens and kids and dates and like the 80s, just think that's going to be the thing. They're not going to want to go like on a freaking merry-go-round.
No, or even
like
baby stuff.
Yeah. Like they want to be like, ooh, this is freaky.
Yeah,
look at
like,
us.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I'll take you through the plywood
maze
with tacks.
Yeah, I got a popped collar or like an Iron Maiden t-shirt on.
I smoked a cigarette earlier.
Yeah.
And we will probably get hand jobs at some point.
Yeah.
So how about this maze?
Yeah. For those that are over 18 that were doing that. Just to let you guys know. That's what's happening.
You only get hand jobs over 18.
Yeah. That's the way that's.
I think it's the opposite. I think you stop giving hand jobs at 18.
Oh, really?
And you move on to adult sexies.
Yeah.
Sexies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This podcast isn't made to teach your kids about the birds and bees, though.
No.
I hope not.
God, you confuse me.
But if you have any advice, send it to us, please. I feel like I haven't really got all of it. I feel like I haven't gotten all the information. explains a lot.
You'll get it when you're 50.
Yeah. So they originally they said it's going to be seasonal, whatever. But then we're like, no, it's a permanent attraction now. And why not?
Yeah,
makes
it's
sense.
A permatrack. That's an industry term that I made up just now.
Listen, we need it on permatrack and
and
yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Is it lunch?
So now we're going to get to May 11th, 1984.
Okay.
Focus
close to your birthday.
Right after my birthday.
Your 11th birthday.
After my 11th birthday. My socks were probably pulled up.
Yeah, what were you wearing? Were you wearing like a fun? What was your look?
Probably a mohawk. My hair was green. I had, anarchy shirt on.
Yeah.
No, none of that. None of that happened. Oh. None of that happened. A couple years later,
didn't you have like a New York Doll shirt? We talked about it in an old episode. How you had like one like punk shirt.
Oh, I made a Sex Pistols shirt out of a crew neck heather gray sweatshirt, and I spray painted Sex Pistols on it because there was no way to get like merchandise. There's no internet or whatever.
It's so great because it's subversive in the way.
Yeah.
Like, it works and it's hilarious.
It's just a very kind of like, I have an instant punk shirt. Right now, you're probably.
And your mom was like, what?
Yeah. No, she's probably like, did you get me cigarettes?
Yeah. Oh, my mom would be like, I bought that on clearance at the outlet mall.
Yeah.
You're grounded.
That's how Vivian Westwood got her start. I'm watching this punk documentary on Epix right now, so it's pretty
interesting.
It's pretty good. It's good. I mean, it's Iggy Pop and John Varvatos is like the executive producer who bought out the CBGBs. So now CBGBs is John Varvatos. Getting off track, but
are we though? Watch that.
But we're all on the same time. I think it's just called a punk or something like that. It's pretty good. It's actually a pretty good, like, I watch a lot of punk documentaries. Mm-hmm.
It's good that we're talking about this and we're rolling into death.
We're rolling right into it because the time frame is correct. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of set the pace. So there's a long line. Obviously, there's a long line. Mm-hmm. You know, people are antsy to get in. They let in groups 25 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a bit of conflict about this one kid and what he said happened, and was he the one that did it? So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think anything has ever like formally kind of come of it, but you can assume that it was probably an accident in result, but maybe, you know, a little bit of mischievousness might have started it.
Okay.
A 13-year-old boy was in line, but was afraid. So a 14-year-old befriended him entering the castle. He took his lighter out because it's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's probably not well lit.
Kids
are, I feel like back then, like kids were carrying around lighters. Like everyone was like lighting ants on fire or something stupid like that.
Oh, all the time.
You're so like, I'm really trying to set the stage here for those of you who were like not around in the 80s or just like,
or just a young, in utero,
you're
baby,
just
like me,
child bride,
always.
So I guess then he bumped into the wall, which is covered in polyurethane or the foam rubber, with the lighter, which immediately went up in flames as it would and as it should.
Just everything is like begging to go get caught in flame.
The 14-year-old was just trying to pat down the fire with his hands.
Cool.
Didn't work. They just yelled fire and ran, which makes a panic. There was no fire, but there was no like emergency exits.
No.
It was just
emergency
like
exit was a hole in the fiberglass side.
I mean, I guess death is your emergency exit, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much
the only way.
Many of the safety features weren't able because of vandals. So people were screwing around. There were those. They just never were like, oh, no, we didn't know.
You got to keep these up?
Yeah. The exit lights were burnt out. Fire alarms were vandalized and never replaced after in 1979 when they first put it in there. So now we're going on a couple of years.
Whoa.
Rolling the dice on this.
Wow, lawsuit. My attorney Jew parents are like, lawsuit.
We're going to get to a lawsuit.
Hell yeah. Mom, dad, are you listening? No? Okay, never mind.
Please listen, though.
Yeah.
Anybody. You? Anyone's parents. Show us your parents.
If you're a parent,
if you are somebody who's like, oh, my parents were around during that time, let them listen because we want more listens.
Hit us up.
Yeah. No, seriously, hit us up. Your parents are like, cool, are they single? What's the deal?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Are you a child of divorce like me?
Yeah. Oh. Drink.
Yeah, I'm looking out for you. The exit doors were allegedly chained, which is like
what
emergency exits fenced in and not accessible by patrons.
Oh, my God.
Like, probably because they're like, you know what? We don't want people breaking in here. Let's just chain the doors, which
you
would never get away with that now.
Exactly. We're just going to wrap it in saran wrap.
They ran out yelling fire. Employee went to go and find out because patrons were, you know, often, everyone's yelling fire. You know, people are irresponsible and stuff like that. Another employee, the actor playing the butcher, the scary butcher.
Yeah. I can
that actor sure. went on to become Idris Elba. I don't know. Probably not.
The scary butcher.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Very hot, though.
I'm very sexy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
But he smelled the smoke and began helping patrons out of the darkened hallways, and everyone was thought to be out. You know, because not really keeping track. There's, you know,
no one's keeping track.
But you're
track
assuming,
of
okay, 25 in, 25 out.
Even they're like, I don't know.
Yeah. The firefighters arrived from the 11 areas. Because, I mean, maybe Jackson, I don't know, had his own fire department, so they're calling in other volunteers and firefighters. They would get the fire under control by 7:45 p.m. Mm-hmm. Park was opened the entire of the fire. They're like, you know, it's just, hey, listen.
You guys keep having fun. Yeah. We got this under control, which is no control.
So at 8 o'clock, this is 2 hours before it closed, firefighters conducted a typical walkthrough. Once the fire was extinguished, they what they thought were mannequins were not mannequins.
Oh my God.
Yes, so not mannequins. They realized that 8 teenagers were killed in the fire. They had dropped
to their... Because the wax mannequins would be melted.
Yeah. The teens, they dropped to their knees and tried to crawl out because the smoke, you know, so you cool down because the smoke rises.
And they were doing what people told them to do.
Yeah. One girl made it to the exit before becoming unconscious. A park employee carried her out. However, the other 8 teens were found with their faces against the air conditioning grates trying to get fresh air.
God, that's awful.
And how they were identified were dental records.
Whoa, that's when you were identified by your dental records, there's not a lot left of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Another teenager from Paterson, New Jersey, which my family is from that area. I think my father and uncle had a pizza place together. Two Jews had a pizza place. It was actually pizza and fried chicken.
A girl.
Pizza and fried chicken. And I actually used to help kind of work there where I clean out like the chickens and stuff like that. They had like video, they had like Pac-Man was in there. Very 80s. So I'm just trying to color this with some little anecdotal stuff. But this teenager from Paterson was identified by a gold chain around his neck.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? That's Paterson. That's the 80s. You know what I mean? Like wear gold chains. This boy that, you know, where this happened was never found. Like the boy that says, oh, listen, the kid, the older kid who brought me through was never found.
Yeah.
But the kid who said, hey, yeah, this kid I went through opened up his lighter, you know, because there was a trial and it was a cross examination, and he says, you know, basically I didn't do it. When the bodies were found, they were immediately put into white body bags to differentiate them from the numerous mannequins. They needed separate bags. 29 people were in. It's in, okay, so it's 14 people. Okay. That's
wow. I mean, that is. Can you imagine going through the haunted castle and like suddenly realizing that all the things you thought were like objects and mannequins on the floor were just human remains?
Yeah, that's why this one's like a pretty.
It's a dark one.
It's a dark one.
You know, we're not afraid of that.
No, we're going there. There was a criminal trial in Jackson Township. The fire inspector testified that he never inspected the castle. The township considered it a temporary structure, which I don't know if this like changes the legalities of things. It was a temporary structure for 5 years at that point. A little loophole, maybe.
Not quite.
And I said, based because on the trailers were still on wheels, I guess makes it temporary. It lacked a building permit, a certificate of occupancy, you know, like only 25 people here, et cetera, at the time. You know, we talked about this, smoke detectors, sprinklers, nothing worked. Even though they got recommendations, by safety consultants, they were like, hey, there are none here. They're like, so what you're saying is we cool.
Exactly.
After an 8-week trial, 13 hours of deliberation, a jury found Great Adventure Incorporated and Six Flags Corporation not guilty.
What?
I feel like we've gone through this with Action Park. Nobody is guilty.
But this is like so obviously the negligence on the park's part is so obvious. And Action Park, it's like a lot of like, again, there were deaths in Action Park for sure. But this is like a group of teenagers who, again, a little bit more upscale area, gold chain, you know, like there's, like, I can't imagine that that could be the case.
Yeah. Now, there was a civil.
Okay, let's hear that.
Six Flags sued the families and won. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I was going to jump off my own balcony.
Well, if this was Abducted in Plain Sight, but this episode of podcast, that's what it would be.
Exactly. Oh my God, I would lose my mind.
Where the family of the kids gave Great Adventure money for inconveniencing them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what that would be like. God. That's a separate thing.
Yeah.
So two of the park executives were separately charged with manslaughter, but avoided trial and imprisonment by entering a pretrial intervention program that allowed them to perform community service.
What? A bunch of kids died, and these people were going to pick up trash along the highway?
Listen, you think these you think the Six Flags and Great Adventures, they don't have, like, big-time lawyers? Like, yeah, they're going to do community service.
Sure,
Now, the families of the eight victims filed the civil suits against the machine manufacturer, Chance Rides, owner of Six Flags, mm-hmm. Castle, everybody, Haunted House, Company of East Orange, everything, mm-hmm. one who's, like, kind of involved in this, charging manslaughter and aggravated manslaughter. Now, 78 families later settled out of court for $2.5 million each. The eighth family took it to trial.
Get them.
Right?
Get them.
They were like, no, we're going to fight the power. So yeah, the seven of the eight got $2.5 million each. How much did the eighth going to trial get?
Oh, my God. You're going to tell me it's way lower, and my heart is going to break. Like $1
million. $750,000.
Oh, my God.
So even when they went through again, they're like, you know what?
We're going to rehash this horrible tragedy in our family's life, and we're going to get less money. Like,
yeah. That's the chance you take, though, you know?
Yeah, but God, this is so unjust and corrupt.
Yeah. We're going to get into some, I'll get there. Okay. So this one kid who's the focus, mm-hmm. I think he might've been wearing a Quiet Riot shirt, mm-hmm. something that, some people say that this kid was emotionally disturbed and had a history of setting fires and kept playing with his lighter in his pocket. And people say that he was shown, other people a witness that he left there mm-hmm. on his own, mm-hmm. and was questioned by police, but not charged due to lack of evidence. I mean, mm-hmm. There's no, it's his, you know, whatever. But I think, you know, it's like kids playing with lighters. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to be that. I mean, just, I feel like that was just a thing then. That wasn't my thing, but I feel like it was a very, where it seems kind of like, this is how we're acting out. Instead of like maybe, oh, I posted a something weird on the internet type thing. This is kind of like burning shit is like cool, like fireworks, all that kind of thing. Ugh. So we're going to say that this one kid, whether it was, I don't know if it was intentional, like, hey, I want to kill all these people, mm-hmm. but it was like, I want to burn this. And
I see an opportunity to destroy something.
Yes. So there is a, I don't know how many parts it is. It's called Doorway to Hell. Mm-hmm. Somebody did back in the 80s, did mm-hmm. a little, their own documentary on it. Mm-hmm. About, it's pretty interesting. It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's a lot of people kind of go to that. Mm-hmm. It's very, I mean, obviously now it's, you know, 30 years gone, whatever, but it's, you know, it's obviously not like, very, you know, it's not fancy or anything like that, but it is, mm-hmm. it is pretty interesting. And you know, he has his theories. Mm-hmm. I looked through Reddit and then I went on the comment section of mm-hmm. this YouTube video, which is, I can't corroborate any of this, but it's like, listen, it's not like it happened in like the 1800s where it's like, I was there, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It's very feasible, and who's going to like lie about something like
sure.
innocuous as that. So I kind of grabbed some information from that. But one person who said they worked there, they said the next day the park opened for business as usual. As I said, they didn't shut the park down. The place was on fire.
Yeah.
And it was a record attendance for the park. Ugh. Everyone wanted to see where the fire was because it was all over the news.
Oh.
Now, of course, there's other things saying that even if it's the day after that, there was a decline because of safety issues, which is understandable. But maybe, listen, I mean, would we go the next day as Ghost Town Podcast? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean probably. Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm not happy with that answer.
No, but I mean,
I mean, this is just like the park is evil.
Yeah. It's investigative. Now another comes is, my wife, when she was very young, and her father just escaped the fire. So we're getting people that, you know, are children of people maybe people out there might know some people that, you know, can have some information on it. They were towards the front of the line when the smoke started to chase them. She says it was jammed in the middle at some point. They managed to get around minutes before it started. According to my father-in-law, the interior was a foamy material, dark and dim inside with no exit signs. Mm-hmm. Some areas had obstructions in the front of doors that may or may not have led to the outside, very loud and chaotic once it started and the fire spread quickly. Another comment says, I was working at Great Adventure that day in the booth not far from the Haunted Castle. I was 17 years old. The blaze had become huge and a large crowd gathered to watch. The people cheered when the tower fell. So nobody knows there's anyone inside. They assume everyone's out.
Yeah, which is also like not a great assumption considering the crowds and the line.
Yeah, I believe this is from Reddit, by the way, so just just to be clear. But after work, we went to a local pizza place in Jackson and learned from the TV that people had died in the fire. We were not told by Great Adventure that there had been fatalities.
Oh, of course not.
I remember feeling sick knowing that people were enjoying the fire from the outside where others were tragically losing their lives inside. It's pretty... There's now this one last comment. This is from YouTube that is, I think, kind of... sums it up. I mean, you're probably going to get all the answers. Heavy metal ruled the 1980s.
For some reason, baby.
Somebody commented, and I thought that was so funny because here's the thing: it's like I think it's coming from a place where it's like, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
it was just kind of like, I think you're missing the point.
I agree.
But it's
and
true.
The spirit of that last comment.
Yeah.
You got to keep partying.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Do it safely though.
Yeah, I mean, heavy metal did rule. The 1980s.
Yeah. I mean, all this is true, and I'm angry about what happened in that haunted castle, but I also agree.
Yeah.
With the heavy metal comment.
Yeah. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome.